His cousin was a mule.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Let's visit with the fellows at the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
Sam, business is kind of slow. Why don't you get your joke book out?
Why don't I... Well, let's see now. Where'd I hide it?
Well, there it is right there. Now just turn to the first page and read us a joke.
Okay, now, here's one. Let's see. This preacher woke up one morning and he found a dead mule in his yard.
Well, what is that preacher's name, Sam?
Leon. He's just called Preacher. He ain't got no name.
I don't believe I know him. All the preachers I know got names.
Oh, just go on and read the joke, Sam.
Well, this preacher found this dead mule, see, and he was...
What was the mule's name, Sam?
Jesse, I don't know the mule's name. I didn't know he was a mule till I picked up this book.
Oh, well, I was just a-funning, Sam.
Yeah, Sam, Mr. Jesse's just funning.
Well, anyway, the preacher called the health department.
Here in town?
Leon, I don't know.
Go on and read the joke, Sam. Ignore Leon.
Well, a clerk thought he'd tease the preacher, and he said... I thought you preachers took care of the dead.
He said that to that preacher.
Yeah, and the preacher said, we do, but we always contact the next of kin first, you see.
Yeah, the mule and the clerk.
Yeah, next of kin.
Nobody likes smart aleck clerk.
Well, that's right.
He didn't have no business getting funny at that preacher.
Well, I should say not.
What was that clerk's name?
Well, I don't know.
Leon, it's just a joke.
Well, it wasn't funny. He ought to have more respect.
Why, Leon, the preacher had the last laugh. He told the clerk he is the mule's relative.
Oh, the mule's... the clerk...
Find another joke here, one that won't make nobody mad.
Well, I don't reckon that's possible, Sam.
Well, now, here's one. This judge told this feller not to hit his wife no more, and 2 weeks later, he's back in court for hitting his wife right in the mouth.
Well, what in the world?
Well, he claimed his wife said she knew he's just being nice because he is afraid of that no-good, low-down judge, and he hit her right in the mouth for showing disrespect for the judge.
Well, I'd think so.
What's that woman's name?